This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built. Listen, I'm getting all these reports about what's going on in Maricopa. And everybody is saying we caught them. They stole the election. It's clear they stole the election. And yet what you hear in the mainstream media is total, complete lies. That it proves that Biden won the election. It's just massive. There's just a plethora of massive IT and cybersecurity issues. Nobody can keep control of the ballots, how they came in, whose name is on them, whose signature, does it match, do they live in the correct address? It's an absolute joke. No one could certify an election with things this bad. But the mainstream media says it proves we lost. Here's a normal guy, a former colonel in the United States Army, Joe, who sent me an email saying, I haven't even caught the whole live stream, but just from a few things that I was able to tune in and see, let me give you some updates, Wayne. All of the voting system computers used the same login and password, which meant there was no way to then distinguish who potentially carried out any sort of criminal activity, because they all had the same login. And over 85,000 files were deleted in a window of time of months before Election Day, that could have included scanned-in ballots. If you wanted to disappear votes, you could have destroyed the evidence on paper and then deleted the data on the computer, so no matter what the going figures are that show Trump had X number of votes and Biden had Y number of votes, the total number of votes could be 85,000 plus different from what their auditing results show. And how much was that margin of victory for Biden? Yup, less than 85,000, that's for sure, yeah. Well, the margin of victory was 10,000. So that's a lot less than 85,000. That's almost eight times less than 85,000. But, you know, that was from him tuning in just for a few minutes. He jotted all that down. But the corrupt media is trying to convince you that the same report that says that they stole the election doesn't say that they stole the election. Right? I mean, it's crazy. You can't even believe this stuff. Here's an article. The corrupt leftist media this morning tried to preempt today's release of the Arizona State Senate election audit report of Maricopa County by literally issuing lies saying Biden won. I saw it last night already in the UK Daily Mail. There is no evidence to support this claim. Multiple spin machines of the Marxist media released the same headline at once, Total Collusion, referring to a cherry-picked draft report of the evidence. Even this incomplete draft report showed 55,000 illegal votes in a race with a margin of 10,000 for Biden's win. The Wall Street Journal, an alleged conservative newspaper, participated in the effort. The real report has not been released and will not be released till 4 p.m. today. So this is printed out this morning. But the fact is, it's been released, and they found lots of fraud and lots of missing ballots and lots of questions and lots of problems. Dr. Shiva was testifying. He's been on our show many times. Over 17,000 total duplicate ballots, votes by those who voted more than once in Arizona. And that's more than 1.5 times Biden's winning margin. Just the people who voted more than once. Dr. Shiva and his team investigated the mail-in ballot envelopes, and he went out to discuss the number of duplicates, more than 17,000. His team found 34,448 votes from those who voted more than once in Arizona. So when it's 34, in other words, it's 17,000 honest votes, and then they voted a second time. He said there are thousands of other issues, literally thousands of other issues. Here's another report. This election should not be certified. Here's another report. Arizona forensic audit results show systemic fraud, faked votes more than five times the margin of victory from just one county out of the entire state. Prepare for crisis theater distractions. That's what happens. WMD, weapons of mass distraction. They will not let you stand there and see that the election was stolen without screaming in the background, "Look at me, look at me, look at me. No, it's not stolen. We know for a fact now it's not stolen. Don't look over there. Don't listen to anything they're saying. It's all lies. The election was fair. We've now proved it." You haven't proved any such thing. And so the left-wing lying media is trying to gaslight the nation and falsely claim the audit proves Biden won. And that's a brazen lie. If Biden won the state by 10,000 votes and the forensic audit of just one county turns up 54,000 invalid ballots, the election outcome is invalid and must be decertified, and all the other counties must be audited. Interestingly, Texas just announced a full forensic audit of the four largest counties in the state, all dominated by Democrats and their voter fraud. It's really amazing what's going on. One of the most likely events seems to be a staged takedown of communications and power infrastructure to prevent people from communicating, all conveniently blamed on a cyber attack from China. You know, I didn't see that. You know, this is saying that that's what they think is going to happen. No such thing has happened. What there is just massive weapons of mass distraction and deception. I knew that last night at like 10 or 11 o'clock. When I surfed on over to the UK Daily Mail, I get a lot of great stories there, but a lot of, you know, anti-Trump stories as well, a lot of liberal crap, a lot of, you know, pro-government, pro-establishment stuff, and then lots of really good articles, too. It's a mix. So, you know, sometimes I find good stuff and sometimes I don't. But in general, their viewpoint is very liberal at the UK Daily Mail, and they certainly rooted for Trump to lose the election, and they're certainly in on this one. On this scam, because last night, late, like 10, 11 o'clock, I opened up to UK Daily Mail, and the headline was that they got an advance report of the forensic audits that would be released on Friday at 1 o'clock, West Coast time, 4 o'clock East, and it showed that Biden absolutely won the election. That's not what it shows. Not. The election should not be certified. It shows he won by 10,000 votes, and that there are literally 50 or 100,000 that are in question. I think the reason why is there's like 50,000 that are, you know, 30,000 are double counted, and then there's another number that's dead people, another number that's wrong address, another number that's no signature matched, and then there's like 50,000 that are just disappeared, that people voted and never showed up. All right, let's switch gears from the stolen election, which I just knew they would never, ever accept. When the report came out, they would just lie. That's what they do. They just lie. Weapons of mass distraction, WMDs. But, you know, the other mass distraction is they tell you that the COVID vaccine works when it doesn't. So just today, they had this situation on The View, that very liberal show on ABC, women's talk show. And The View set was set into chaos after two hosts tested positive for COVID mid-show. Mid-show! After the first commercial break, hosts Sonny Hostin and Anna Navarro were asked to leave their seats with co-host Joy Behar telling the audience that an explanation would be forthcoming. And then when Behar asked a producer if she could introduce Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States, the producer instead sent the show into another break. Following the break, Behar announced that the fully vaccinated Hostin and Navarro had both tested positive for COVID-19. They were both pulled off the set. And then, of course, you get the lies. No matter how hard we try, these things happen. They probably had a breakthrough case, they'll be okay. Because they're both vaccinated. I mean, don't you find this funny? Don't you find this insane? Nobody ever told you that if you got the vaccine, you're still going to get sick. If you got the vaccine, you still could die. If you got the vaccine, you could still be hospitalized. If you got the vaccine, you're still going to have to wear a mask and socially distance yourself. Nobody ever said that. Nobody ever said people would all wind up getting the vaccine, would get COVID. But it's happening by the millions across America. And they're trying to cover it up as best they can or put a happy spin on it and a smiling face on it. It's no big deal. It's just a breakthrough case. Can you imagine if this was some issue involving a conservative who invented this and a conservative who's pushing it and the conservative produced a vaccine that was getting people sick? What would they say? They'd say he deserves the death penalty. He made so many people sick and so many people dead, and it's all his fault. He's got to get the death penalty. That's what you'd hear from the left. I mean, are you going to believe your eyes or are you going to believe what Democrats tell you? Which one? Because if you believe your eyes, so many celebrities in the last week have tested positive for COVID after being vaccinated. It's not a breakthrough case anymore, I'm sorry. That's the wrong word. It's not a breakthrough case. Matter of fact, you should call it just a normal case. They've got a normal case of COVID after being vaccinated. It's just a normal case. It's just the biggest fraud I've ever seen in my entire life. And they lie and they smile at you while they're lying. While they make excuses why they talked you into getting a vaccine. Lots of people they talked into getting it got sick. Lots of them died. Lots of them are getting COVID, but it's okay. You got the vaccine and the vaccine works. So don't worry about it. Don't lose any sleep. Don't sweat it. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to? 82%
of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you, who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this summer, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. And thank goodness I became friends with Jay Schrader, the former Super Bowl champion and Raiders quarterback and Redskins quarterback. And we discussed the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 40 or 50 or even 60. Can't believe I'm 60. And Jay said you got to try sonsoflibertycbd.com. It will heal your body. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. It's the best quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown, 100% mainstream. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. So, one thing I've stressed on this show for a long time now is the VAERS accident report. Anytime someone says to me, what's your proof that the vaccine isn't good, Wayne Root? You're not a doctor. I just tell them to go to the VAERS accident report. Of course, they don't care. You can never change the mind of a closed-minded liberal. They're just bigots and racists and closed-minded and arrogant and non-inclusive and they're not for diversity, they're against diversity. But the latest report is out. More than 726,000 COVID vaccine injuries have been reported to VAERS. And that comes at the same time as the CDC overrules the FDA advisory committee's recommendations on the third Pfizer shot. It's hard to even believe this is happening in the United States of America. Hard to even believe. In any case, data released September 17th by the show that between December 14th, 2020 and September 17th, 2021, there were 726,965 adverse effects
following the COVID vaccines. These are just the ones that are reported to the VAERS system. How do you know it isn't triple that? 10 times that? 100 times that? History has proven that whatever number is in the VAERS adverse event reporting system, whatever number is in there, is a tiny fraction of the real number. Because it's only the people who even knew about VAERS and knew to tell them. And it isn't doctors or nurses because, A, they don't want to ever admit they made a mistake. B, they don't want to admit that they shouldn't have given the vaccine. C, they don't want to get sued by the person who's been crippled by the vaccine or died. And D, lastly, the person who got dead is never going to report to VAERS. They're dead. So there's nobody defending that person. And the family is never told about the VAERS reporting. Only the doctors and nurses know about it, and they won't tell anybody. And they won't fill a form out because they don't want to get in trouble and because they don't have any patience for sitting there for 30 minutes for each form they fill out. And by the way, I know how they feel. Every time I walk in a doctor's office for a checkup or whatever I'm there for, and they hand me that clipboard with that questionnaire, I want to throw up. I literally want to vomit. Because now I know I got to spend 25 minutes like going back in school. I hated school. I will always hate school. School is just horrible. Now, I'm a straight-A-plus student. I've graduated valedictorian in my school, and I hated school. Just boring to sit there and do math and do reading and writing. And boring. Thank God I'm a smart guy, so I got straight-A-pluses without ever picking up a book. But if I ever had to pick up a book, I would have gotten straight Fs. Because I have attention deficit disorder. There's no question I have ADD. And I need to be doing 20 things at once, and in a classroom, I'd be sitting in that seat squirming. I couldn't stand it, especially the last class of the day. You've been there like 8 hours, and I just couldn't stand it. I wanted to just go home. I wanted to throw the desk at the teacher. I wanted to break a window and jump out the window. Anything to get away from these boring teachers. And so nobody wants to fill out a 30-minute form over someone who died who isn't even you or your relative or anyone you care about. You're a nurse, you're a doctor, and you have a busy day and you're exhausted and you're seeing 100 patients today, and you're going to spend 30 minutes filling out a form that says why they died after getting your COVID vaccine? No, 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 you're not. So there were 726,000 adverse events, 99,000 reports of serious injuries, and The death rate has now gone dramatically up, too. I think last I saw, I don't see that in this one. Last I saw, there were like 14,000 plus deaths. And everybody agrees, who's ever looked at the VAERS report, that it's underreported by a factor of as many as 100. But just multiplied by 10, and 14,000 deaths is 140,000 dead from the vaccine.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Pfizer booster shots will bring the COVID pandemic to a close. She calls it an important first step. Those over 65 who have received two Pfizer shots are eligible for the boosters. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says multiple states are ready to put booster shots in arms.
Colorado, along with New York, Ohio, and other states across the country are ready to activate large vaccination centers to get shots in arms as quickly as possible.
The Buoff Law Firm in Tampa Bay is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the whereabouts of Brian Laundrie. The Florida man is wanted in connection with the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito, on a cross-country road trip. Anyone with information is asked to call the FBI. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show.
Hey.
35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold just one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. It means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer anywhere. And so they can offer you this kind of deal. Tangible will sell you gold, get this, at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. There's nobody who does that. Who does that? No one ever, anywhere. Just say ROOT, R-O-O-T, that's it. And you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments today. Toll free, 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Be sure to say ROOT to get the best deal on the planet, 800-384-41. We've got our guest here, Jim Simpson, an investigative journalist, businessman, economist, author of the new book, Who Was Karl Marx? The Man and the Motives and the Menace Behind Today's Rampaging American Left. He's best known for his expose on the thing I talk about 24 hours a day for 6 years on the radio now and, you know, probably 30 years on radio and TV, the Cloward-Piven strategy that I learned at Columbia University from two Columbia professors. I think it was Francis Cloward and Richard Piven, maybe. I think those are the first names. In any case, Jim Simpson's with us. Jim, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Did I get those first names right? Wasn't it Francis Piven and Richard Cloward, I think?
Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven, yep.
There we go. Got it. I had the man and the woman reversed, but nonetheless, at least I got the first names right. I went to Columbia, they had just left. They were not professors there anymore. They were there in the 70s. I got there for the early 80s, and they were not there anymore. But everyone there was talking about it. It was a strategy that everybody knew. It was like the Columbia strategy, Cloward Piven. And I try and educate people all the time about it. It's about collapsing the economy by getting everybody on welfare and everybody on food stamps and everybody on government programs and handouts. And next thing you know, the economy collapses. It's overwhelmed. You overwhelm the system. Yep. The economy collapses. Yep. And you, presto, everyone begs the government to save them, and you have a socialist or a communist nation. Is that about summing up?
Yeah, that about sums it up. And I go further. I mean, everything we are seeing, and you got to it in your Las Vegas Review article in 2019, you know, the swamping of the border, all of that is Cloward Piven on steroids,
overwhelming
the border, overwhelming law enforcement. All the things that we are seeing is designed to create a crisis because, as Lisa Fithian, you know, the best-known anarchist in the United States said, crisis is that place where change is possible. And
Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste, yeah.
Go to waste, yeah. They've all said the same thing, and that's the whole point. They want to create a crisis. They're doing that right before our eyes today, in an effort to literally collapse our economy and collapse our country. And I explain the how, the where, the why, and the who in that book, Who Was Karl Marx?
So let me mention another couple things that I think are part of Cloward Piven to get your reaction.
Yeah.
We're talking to Jim Simpson, who wrote the book, Who Is Karl Marx? Of course, the border, and of course, defund the police, and of course, Black Lives Matter, and of course, Antifa. Yep. They're all part of that. The Green New Deal and busting the budget, it's all part
of
it. But I think the lockdowns and the vaccine mandates are also part of Cloward Piven. They're creating diversion, they're creating division, they're creating dissension, they're creating crisis, because everybody's in an uproar. A third of the police, a third of the fire, a third of the military all want to quit rather than take the vaccine. They're not going to have jobs anymore. They're going to lose their pensions, and there's going to be no protection for America. The first responders are going to be gone. The military is going to be gone, decimated. Vaccine mandates, very much, in my opinion, part of this create a crisis for Cloward Piven.
Yeah, and it's also their way of testing the waters on just how far they can get with the tyranny they want to impose on us, because that's really what these people are. Joe Biden has shown himself literally to be a tyrant. And those mandates, but first of all, they're unconstitutional, they're illegal. He cannot demand it, but they are doing everything backwards. They're engaged in violating their oaths to protect and defend the Constitution every single day, going out of their way to break laws and then ignore the laws they're supposed to enforce. So it's all part and parcel of this same effort to create a massive crisis. And, you know, this stuff goes all the way back to the 1800s. There are a lot of radicals that I talk about in that book that nobody's ever heard of. And listen, let me just give you this one quick quote from one of them. He said, "All we want is the happiness of the masses. However, in order to achieve that, we first have to have an all-destroying popular revolt. So, to that end, we are going to work to increase the evils and the miseries of the people until at last their patience is exhausted and they're driven to revolt. They're trying to provoke a genuine insurrection like they were trying to pretend happened on January 6th, a total joke. But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to provoke us, make things so hard and miserable for everybody that people either give up, throw up their hands and give up, or it launches a blazing revolution.
Let me ask you something, Jim. Why do they think that's good? We're the ones with all the guns. Every Republican in America that I know, and I know thousands of people, have arsenals. If they push us to revolt, they're not going to win that revolt, are they? I guess in their minds, what they want is maybe they want one small massacre where conservatives make a mistake and kill a cop or kill five people, and then they use that as a pretext to take everyone's guns away. Maybe that's what they're looking for.
That's exactly what they're looking for. Yep.
Right. They don't want a full-out war. They wouldn't win a full-out war.
No.
But they could win a quick riot like January 6th. If one really became violent, that one really wasn't. We didn't kill a single cop. We don't kill cops. But if, God forbid, there was a real riot or a real quick revolution or revolt outbreak and like 30 people got shot and killed, they would blame it on us and they would say everyone's guns have got to be taken away. That's kind of what I think they're aiming for.
Exactly right. Provoke any kind of reaction that gives them the pretext to seize everyone's guns. And you know, they've been trying to do that for decades, and they know it's absolutely critical for them to do that because, as you say, if it ever did come down to a blazing revolution, they would be really hard-pressed.
So let me throw another thing at you, you know, and we've got two segments here. I'm going to keep you on for a second segment because I kind of like this. This is good stuff. And you're a good interview, too. So thank you, Jim. I'm glad I had you on. So there's this new attempt by the Biden administration to literally enlist the banks to be partners with the IRS and snoop on everyone's bank account, and they want to know every transaction in America for every citizen of $600 more to go in or out of their banks. And it's not being taken well. The banks are losing their minds, and people are losing their minds, and I don't think it's ever going to happen. But they tried it, and the point, and it still could happen. It's not dead yet, but it looks like it's dead in the water in Congress because people are just losing their minds over it. But when I think of the three S's, snooping, spying, and snitching, that's what they want. Snooping, spying, and snitching. And at last I checked, aren't those hallmarks of a communist society?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in the end, snooping, spying, and snitching turns into stealing because that's what they want to do. They want a pretext to take our savings. You know, that was just a shocking thing hearing Joe Biden talking about people's savings, people's investment being taxed when the investments go up, whether they're realized or not. So if I have a stock that goes up and they see that it's gone up, they tax me on that potential profit, even though I may not have the money to pay the tax, which would force me to sell that stock just so I could pay the tax. They've been always trying to go after, you know, they've been stuck with income, but they've always targeted wealth. That's what they want to get. They want a pretext to steal our wealth, because as greedy as they are, what they get is not enough.
Well, it's never enough to pay for all the poor people. It's never enough. You know how much money you need to pay for all the poor people? It's crazy what they want to give away. Think of the war on poverty. It's 10 times more money than has been spent on all the wars in America's history. And poverty is as bad now as it was when we started the war on poverty. It's a joke. You can never lift people up with government. You can only lift them up themselves. And if they don't want to lift themselves up, then they're going to be in poverty forevermore. Government cannot save anybody. We proved that with the war on poverty, not to mention the failing war on drugs, not to mention all the failures with the wars in the Middle East. Government fails at everything it does. Government can't even run a train. You know, Amtrak is a joke. Jim Simpson, the author of Who Was Karl Marx, will be right back with part two of our interview in just a few minutes. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Chase Prater, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Chase said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free. 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root. 800-384-41. Or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Raw is the podcast. You're going to love it, and today is Friday, and that means I've got my weekend podcast. I think it's available right now. I did it actually late yesterday, so it should be available right now. Where do you get my podcast? Anywhere you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts, they've got War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. If you love my radio show, you're going to love my podcast with the especially, it's 7 days a week, but especially the all-important weekend Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and I present America's top 10 most important stories for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. One more time, where do you get it? iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts or download podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And the weekend edition should be out right now. And that one is completely live. In other words, I do it. It's not pieces of this show mixed together. It is this live podcast just for you on weekends with the top 10. We're back with Jim Simpson, investigative journalist, businessman, economist, author of the new book, Who Was Karl Marx? He's best known for his expose on the Cloward-Piven strategy, which I've made kind of a foundation of my life. So we're two peas in the same pod. Hey, Jim, let's talk a little bit about lockdowns, right? I mentioned the vaccine mandates dividing America. But lockdowns, if I go back to my Columbia University days, and I think of Cloward-Piven, right? All the kids I met at Columbia all had a pattern. I remember it like it was yesterday. I dare any liberal to have me take a lie detector test. You'll find out total truth. Every liberal I met at Columbia was white, and they all hated white people, and they hated their parents, and they wanted to destroy all the rich business owners in America. If I was going to think of a plan that would destroy all the rich business owners of America, which I always laughed at, you could never, ever do that, but you can with a lockdown like they've got in Australia and New Zealand. If you were to lock down America for a year, everyone's business would be out of business. It's their rainy dream. It's what they always wanted at Columbia University. Lockdown, to me, is the ultimate weapon of Cloward-Piven.
Yeah, no, it's really deadly. And, I mean, even that year when they were going through it, you know, I did a cost-benefit analysis of that. And there was a guy who actually put together a model showing how much money was being lost every single day by the lockdown by state. And it wasn't just financial cost. It was cost in lives, because suicides went up, drug addiction went up, depression went up.
Everything bad.
Other diseases were not diagnosed. And so we don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people died from those lockdowns, but it was a lot. And I would argue that those lockdowns were every bit as deadly to our nation as the COVID was.
Oh, I would argue they're much more deadly in the long term. I always said, you know, you might get X amount dead, absolutely. But in the long term, over 20 years, how many people are going to be living in depression and poverty, right? And over 20 years because of what happened over the last 2 years. Look at, I just saw a study out that there's a liquor shortage. There's literally a liquor shortage in the United States because people are hitting the booze so hard that they're having a hard time keeping it in stock. So people are becoming alcoholics. And by the way, not only is that horrible for the rest of your life, not only is that horrible for your kids, not only is that horrible for your career, but in the age of COVID, nothing is more important than being healthy and having a strong immune system. Sorry, but if you get drunk all day long, you're going to be a prime target for COVID. It's going to destroy your immune system. So all of this is so counterintuitive. It's, you know, it's so stupid what people are doing to themselves, you know?
It's awful. Yeah, absolutely the worst. And, you know, talking about poverty, I wanted to say, you know, the war on poverty was not a war on poverty. It was a war to create poverty. Guess who was the brainchild behind President Johnson's war on poverty?
Tell me.
Richard Cloward. Richard Cloward. And he was cited as the brain behind the war on poverty in a New York Times obituary about him. And their idea was not, of course, to, you know, bring people out of poverty. Their idea was to entrench poverty for two reasons. One, so that they would have a voting block that they could depend on. I mean, Johnson said, I'll have those N-words voting Democratic for the next 200 years.
Right.
And Cloward and Piven agreed about that. But they also said, and this is very interesting, they said that, you know, that, welfare was dousing the fires of rebellion. And so their goal was by overwhelming the system with welfare benefits and getting everybody on them was to create a crisis. And when the welfare system couldn't be support them, people would go out in the street and riot. And that was their goal. That was their goal.
And that was last summer. Black Lives Matter. They almost burned the whole country down. And by the way, most of them were not black. I would say the majority of certainly the leadership of Black Lives Matter was black. But most of the people marching in the street, a lot of them were white liberals, white bleeding heart liberals. They're always at the center of every problem in America. His book is Who Was Karl Marx? Jim Simpson was our guest. Who is Karl Marx? We appreciate you coming on, and we'll have you on again soon to talk more Cloward Piven. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, thanks, Wayne. Thanks so much.
Books available on Amazon, of course. Coming up next, it's hour number three with Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Always plans.